հանուհոր եւ որդվո եւ հոգուին սրբո ամեն If you were to ask any normal American what Easter is, a majority of them will say it has to deal with eggs, bunnies, going to church for long services, family gatherings, and of course, sales at the shopping mall. This is what most Americans think Easter is about. But the truth is, if we ask a Christian what Easter is about, Easter is truly the victory over all the demonic forces that exist in this world, especially death. The good news that the myrrh-bearing women heard this Easter morning more than 2,000 years ago is that news when they went searching for Christ and they could not find him. The resurrection, thus, is the defeat of all demons, all sin, and all death. This means that the evil one, Satan, has been routed and that he is retreating from this world. But in that process, he is trying to take as many of us as possible with him. He is trying to destroy us as much as possible. Because he does not want to leave in shame. So he will try to destroy as many of us as he can. And he does this through tempting us into sin, by planting doubt in our hearts, and most importantly, putting fear in us, making us worry and being afraid of what this world has. And what Christ is. The truth is that we are still in war. The war has not ended. It is raging all around us. It's just we don't recognize it. We don't see it. The war is raging, and we must choose today which side do we stand on. Whose army do we belong to? Do we belong to the satanic forces of the world? Or do we belong to Christ's heavenly army? There is no neutrality in this war. You cannot claim to be Switzerland. You are either for or against Christ, as Christ says in the Gospels. Even though we hear this and we know and believe in Christ's resurrection, we still get distracted and filled with fear in this world. We still are worried so much in this world of what is going on and what is happening. And the greatest tool of fear that Satan has against us is death. All of us are afraid of death. I don't know a human being, as holy as they may be, who is not somewhat afraid of death, because it's the unknown. We don't know what's going to happen. We may not be so afraid of it for ourselves. We may be more afraid of death for our loved ones and what may happen to them after we pass away. But we all, at some degree, have a fear of death. There is a story of a girl and a father in a car together, and they're driving, and the window is a little bit open. And as they're driving, a bee flies into the car. And the girl, who is allergic to bees, is totally frightened. She starts yelling and screaming and trying to get out of the car as the car is driving. She's so afraid of the bee. And so the father reaches out his hand, grabs the bee, and keeps it in his hand. The daughter starts to calm down and is all right. All of a sudden, the father opens up his hand again. And the bee starts flying around in the car. And she's screaming and yelling and not sure what to do. And again, trying to unbuckle and get out of the car. And the father says, "Don't be afraid." And he shows his hand to her. And he shows the stinger in his hand. And he shows that there's nothing to fear anymore. The bee has become incapacitated. This is the same thing that Christ has done for us in death. Death has no sting anymore. Death has no authority over us anymore. We still, though, are worried like the little girl. But Christ tells us, don't be afraid. There's nothing to fear. I have taken that pain from you. The word resurrection comes from Latin, which really means just to come back to life. And that's usually what we hear of when we hear resurrection. But the Greek word anastasis literally means to stand up, to come to attention. And in Armenian, it's even more interesting. In Armenian, the word harutyun, coming from the old Armenian verb harnel, literally means to attack someone, to go on a march, or bravely and courageously to stand up. This is what harutyun means. Both of them are very aggressive and militaristic terms. So more likely we can translate resurrection as uprising, revolt, an uprising or a revolt against something or someone. And the question then arises, well, whom are we uprising against? Today we uprise against Satan. We uprise against the devil and all the demons that rule this world. Christ's resurrection is again the defeat of death and the destruction of the last power that Satan had over us, death. When we say Christ is risen, right? When we say Christ is risen from the dead, we are openly declaring our allegiance to Christ, the victor in this war. So the question then arises, what do we do now? When we go home from today, do we just continue our lives as normal and wait until next year for Easter and we celebrate again? Or do we change our lives? Lent, as I've always said, has been a time of preparation for today. Lent has been a time for us to prepare militaristically for the war that we are about to embark on. Anyone who has gone to the military knows you go first to boot camp before you get sent out into the war. Likewise, we too have gone through boot camp during Lent, and now we are going into war. And today is that day. If we haven't done anything during Lent, if we've done all the opposite, or maybe not even known that Lent happened, okay? If that has happened, now is the time to declare war on Satan and to pledge allegiance to Christ. And all of you I know, myself included, will say, well, of course we want to. And of course I pledge allegiance to Christ. Then I say to you, prove it. Don't just say it. Prove it that you have allegiance to Christ. Every time you commit a sin, every time you keep quiet when you see evil in this world, every time you sit back and you say someone else is going to take care of it, you are declaring that you belong on Satan's side. But every time you reject sin, every time you see evil and you combat it and you fight against it and you speak against it and you preach against it, every time you do good in this world, you are declaring your allegiance to Christ and fighting against the demons that exist in this world. Today, you must choose which side you're on. There is no neutrality in this world and in this war. So again, today is not about Easter eggs and bunnies. Today is the defeat of death, the defeat of Satan, and the defeat of sin. Today is a universal declaration of war on all the evil forces that have existed in this world and continue to exist in this world until they are ultimately and utterly destroyed at Christ's second coming. And it is a reminder to each of us and proof to to each of us. That even though death exists in this world, it is temporary. It is not eternal. All of our loved ones that have passed away, and all of those that will die one day, and all of us who will die one day, will only be dead for a little bit of time. Because through Christ's resurrection, we have been granted the ability to come back to life, to live again, to destroy death with Christ, and to spit in Satan's face when he stands in front of us and says, "Come, join my side." This is what today is, and today is what we declare for Christ. Amen.